Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Joe in San Jose is next up. Hi, Joe. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're good, man. Yeah. How are you?
Good. Awesome, actually. I'm really excited about our matchup. Back when the Warriors were holding on to the sixth spot, and a couple weeks ago we were looking for that 3-6 matchup with the Rockets, and that it's funny how it works out. You know, it I think it's great. I'm very happy that we're playing the Rockets. I think we're going to beat the Rockets. I think we're going to beat the Rockets in five, personally. But firstly, I wanted to do a little cap tip to the Dibber. I think yesterday Dibs, I think, called the game by Warriors by 6 points, and I think that's what ended up happening. So tip the cap to Dibber. Secondly, like you said, Mark, I think you quoted Jimmy. I think Jimmy Butler, a week or so ago, he was in an interview, was talking about how this is a game of runs, like you just said. And I fully agree with everything you said about blown leads and whatnot. I think where the problem is and the stress comes in, because I also agree with you, last night was very stressful, very hard to watch. I don't like games like that. I mean, 59 seconds left in the game, the Warriors are up by 6 points, and we almost watched a debacle happen. I mean, it was crazy. The main thing I wanted to talk about is all of this nonsense that I keep hearing people coming at Kerr over Kuminga, and I am of the mindset that we need to trust in our coach. I mean, he's got us 4 ships. I'm hoping we'll get another one this year. I mean, he at some point in time, you know, you got to have faith in the system. He has to see something in Jonathan that it didn't match up right. And I fully agree with the DNPs that he's been giving him lately. I mean, Kuminga, since he came back from the injury, it seems like he's definitely been struggling to find his role, how to fit in the Jimmy Butler era, and what is Steve supposed to do? You have a player like Jimmy Butler, you traded the world for him, you get him in. If Jimmy Butler is going to play 40 minutes, you're gonna tell Jimmy Butler no, you got to sit Jimmy because I got to get the kid in. I mean, no, that's not going to happen. I mean, it's just not. And Kuminga's very young, very athletic, super talented, but he's streaky. He's really, really streaky, and he's not the most reliable thing on the floor. I don't, there are games he'll come in, he'll have a great game, and then there are games when he really, goes 1-for-8 from three and, is constantly trying to shoot the three ball instead of, driving the paint. So, I don't blame Steve Kerr at all. I want people to back up off our coach and just let him do his job. I mean, he's amazing. We're very blessed and lucky to have him.
Joe, thank you very much. I wonder if we can kind of switch up this conversation to a new direction a little bit. Because, I hear totally what Joe is saying. By the way, Just for a stat piece, if you want, Jonathan Kuminga, since returning from his injury, you want to know what he is from 3-point range?
Oh, I know. It's like 3 for 20-something.
6 for 35.
Yep. About the same thing.
Okay. So just, first of all, let that sink in.
Yep.
Okay? 6 for 35.
20%?
Really bad.
Yep.
It's really bad. But what if I told you, and I'm not saying that I went around and had a private poll with everybody in the locker room, but what if I told everybody this is not this is not coming solely from Steve Kerr? What if I said that? Because I think one of the things that is absolutely erroneous with this conversation is that we have headed down this road of there's this chasm between Steve and Jonathan. Steve doesn't like Jonathan. Steve holds Jonathan down. And now here we've arrived at big games and Steve won't play Jonathan. What if we entered something else into our brains? What if I told you that Steve is one of many, many, many in the organization who think that in those moments that that was the right thing to do? Doesn't matter if anybody agrees or disagrees. Does that change anybody's approach? Does that change anybody's thought?
Well, it should.
Would anybody's Kuminga opinion change if Steph Curry, and I'm just making something up here, but
it's
Steph or Jimmy Butler just walked into the room and went, this is absolutely what we should be doing right now. Would that change anybody's thought?
Would it change Steve Kerr's thought?
I don't know.
It would if Draymond and Steph and Jimmy all went to Steve and said, you know what, I really think that Kuminga can help us in this way, that way, this way, and that way. I would imagine that they're going to give him a chance to play. Or if they did something to the contrary and went to the coaches and said, guys, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if you see what we're seeing out there on the floor, but it's not really working in what you're asking us to do. Both things can be equally true. Players of that level can exert influence on a coaching staff based on what they see
100%.
And what they feel out there on the floor. You've got 2 four-time champs and another guy who's a 35-year-old veteran of many different teams. And so they have influence, and not that they're going to always exert it, but there's a reason why Kuminga has back-to-back DNPs in this spot. And it doesn't feel like he's any closer to playing in the Houston series. And I don't even know if he will.
I have no idea about that.
I would not be surprised if he didn't play.
I guess I wouldn't be surprised. I would guess at this point that you will see him at some point in the Houston series, but I don't know. But these games, Sunday and last night, these were not the Houston series. These were not games that the Warriors felt they could afford to lose one game, one quarter, one possession. And so this is the way that they played those. Now, what you're saying kind of makes me think of what Draymond was talking about after the game last night. Take a listen to a couple of things from Draymond, okay? First of all, I loved this one when he was talking about if it was special to watch Steph Curry and his flurry at the end of the game.
It was even more special for me to see because when I shot that 3 in the corner, he very nicely told me that it wasn't time for me to shoot. He came over to me and said, hey, man, we got to get into a certain action that we call and we like to run. I was like, all right, no problem. Like, that was a very nice way of telling me don't shoot right now. No problem. I got him the ball the next play, hit a 3.
Yeah, there you go. And what did Steph do? And he hit, like, I this is how the NBA works.
That's pretty funny.
How big is the dog? That's the dog. It just doesn't look like it because he's 6'2 and kind. But that's the dog. And if the dog says, don't shoot, or don't make that play, don't pass it there, don't do that, then you don't do that. And so I don't think anything that you watch with Warrior basketball doesn't have Steph Curry's fingerprints on it. And I wonder how different this conversation would be if Steph Curry ever walked to, and he can't and he won't and he shouldn't, but if he was able to walk into the room and be like, dude, this is absolutely the right thing for us as an organization right now. I wonder how that would change the conversation.
It would change it dramatically.
I think so too.
I mean, the guy with that level of gravitas and that level of basketball experience and championships. If he wants to offer up an opinion, it's going to be heard. And I don't even know if it needs to be spoken about Jonathan Kuminga, because you look at what they've done when Jimmy Butler has come in, and Jimmy Butler does a lot of the things that Jonathan Kuminga would do. And so when you look at what's needed from a player off the bench on this Warrior team, you need what Gui brings more than you need what JK brings, because Gui will hustle, dive, flop, flail, rebound, exert all the little things that Kuminga has not shown a propensity to do.
And then listen to this from Draymond. And again, if there was any discord on that bench with regard to decisions being made by Steve Kerr, do you think that we would hear this?
Jimmy's different, playoff Jimmy. We just spoke about him. But we also have a coach that make the game beautiful. The system that he's implemented here over the last 10 years was unlike one we had ever seen before in this league. You know, it was kind of a mixture of some greats that he played for, watched for years, and his own twist. And so I think, it's definitely not just one person. But we're not going to fool ourselves and act like it's the same without that one person either. You know, he's a driving force to it for sure.
Yeah, okay. So, I, I'm not reporting anything right now, but I can tell you what my perception is. And I think it's a pretty damn good hunch, too. This is not some vendetta. This is not some rogue decision that Steve Kerr is making. This is what all of the Warriors organization thinks is was the right thing to do in those two games. All of them. I think. All of them.
Well, they're only going to act based on what they think is the right thing to do. They're not going to go into vendetta mode in game 83 of a regular season in a game you need to win to avoid an absolute make or break game to just earn a berth against OKC. They're not just going to play around. Now, if it's game 50 and you want to send a message to a guy, game 31 and you want to sit a guy down and do whatever you want to do, fine. You do that in December or January, not in April. This is time where you need to go out there and put your best foot forward and win a game. And they thought that Gui Santos, as the ninth man, would be that guy. And so they played him.
Man, today kind of feels like day one whenever you go on vacation. I feel like the flight just landed. And we got to our hotel room, we took our shoes off.
What do we do first?
You do that thing with your feet, when you rub them around in the carpet of the hotel.
That's gross.
It is, but you just sit there and just like lay on the bed, even though it's probably got bed bugs or whatever.
That's the first thing you do, Mark.
Yeah,
you peel back the sheets.
Nah, I'm not one of those peeps. I get it, but I'm
got history.
I'm a risk taker.
Yeah, you can live on the edge. You get in that hotel room, you pull back that sheet first thing, and you pull out the black light.
Oh, I'm just like, put the hands, lock the hands behind your head and go, that's what today feels like, man.